water in her aspidistra, and she heard the ambulance speed by the front of her mid-century bungalow. She stopped what she was doing and went to the window, tracing the red lights down the desert highway. The sound of sirens and tires sucked into the canyons by a Titan stalker. Moth-eaten actors and actresses in evening wear reclining, cocktails in hand in the shadow of palms and a crescent moon that slit the purple sky open and let their star-spangled memories float towards a rabble of coyotes. Her physician had recommended she move somewhere hot for her bones, and she chose this part of the world without too much of a thought. In fact, it had been at the end of a pin. She brought a few things with her from her previous home: case files, typewriter, dictaphone, and of course, her beloved plant. In the decades since she'd lived here,